Now let's cut this stupid cake, because I know the fat guy's going to have a heart attack if we don't eat again soon. And while we do that, here's a little mood music for you.
Cindy and Scott are newlyweds.
Whoopity-doo!
He loves her, but she loves this guy right here. And he loves somebody else, you just can't win. And so it goes until the day you die. This thing they call love is gonna make you cry. I hate you. I've had the blues, the rigs and the pinks. One thing for sure.
Love stinks?
Love stinks! Yeah, yeah!
Love stinks!
Love stinks! Yeah, yeah!
Love stinks?
Love stinks! Yeah, yeah!
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Valentine's Day edition of your favorite podcast, Cigar Store Idiots. I am Rob, and you are?
Brittany.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Are you excited about this one? Are you excited about Valentine's Day?
I like Valentine's Day. It's fun.
I think it's a terrifying day.
Why?
For me, because I don't ever know what to get you. I always think I have great ideas, and then I'm the worst. I am actually the worst gift giver on the planet.
That's not true.
And I'm sorry.
That's not true. Look, when you first started to try to date me,
yeah,
you did your homework. You like researched. You gave like sentimental gifts.
Ouch.
So I just think you don't care anymore. He's like, I got her. Nah. I don't have to try.
I mean, all women like fishing gear, don't they?
That's terrible.
No.
I read something today that said that men appreciate Valentine's Day just as much as women.
Yeah, I like getting good stuff.
Would you be sad if you got bad stuff? Because I'm a great gift
giver. Because if I got something, I'd just be appreciative of it.
Like cookies when you're on a diet?
Yeah.
Oh,
sure.
All right.
You're talking about
that.
Cat Daddy cookies?
I like y'all, that plug.
Y'all ain't got no Cat Daddy cookies. Y'all need to get you some. So I can follow them on Instagram and Facebook. So really, really tasty cookies. We're going to find out. Anyway,
I was about to say, I don't know. I hadn't tasted them yet. Guess I have to wait till tomorrow.
So do you have an idea of what the average person spends on Valentine's? You got an idea? Just give me a number.
Like $175.
$185.81.
Pretty good.
Pretty close. And that averages out to be $25.8 billion a year for Valentine's.
How much did you spend on Valentine's?
I mean, at least $7 or $8.
I hate this guy.
So, I mean, you know, what is it that they say, the thought that counts?
That's for poor people.
Well, it's the thought that counts. You see, you know what I got in my bank account? Memories and regrets. It's in there. So you picked out a couple of fun facts on Valentine's. You was telling me I didn't know about. You want to go, like, tell me those. Like,
you want to know about my facts?
Share it with the people. Share the facts with the people. And then we're going to get into 12 terrible Valentine, 12 of the worst Valentine's Day stories that we dug up, which will be super entertaining, I think.
Well, I've got a question for you. Did you know there's a such thing called lovebirds?
Yes.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah. So.
Really colorful little birds.
You know what kind of bird they are?
I believe they are a parrot.
Yeah, that's true.
I think they're like orange and yellow and green body.
Do you know why they're called lovebirds?
Because they are active.
And they come in pairs.
Oh. Well, that's weird. I guess.
Active.
Are they like doves? Do they like stay with the same parrot?
I hope so.
I do too.
Like penguins? Like
yeah.
They meet their mate?
Yeah.
That'd be terrible if that.
And then the friggin'
boy love bird was messing with the neighbor.
With a macaw?
Yeah.
I think the macaw's way bigger.
Bastard.
The macaw probably bite its head off. It's pretty big, so.
All right. How about XOXO? Ever sign your letters like that when you were younger?
No, I don't think I did.
I sometimes leave you love notes.
You do. XO. I have XOXO. I think I might have done it to you a time or two.
Yeah.
Hugs and kisses?
Yeah, we think it's hugs and kisses. Well, I looked it up. It says it stands for a Christian cross, and that people would sign their letters kind of like a kiss to symbol an oath.
Okay. So, well, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
What kind of movies would you assume that people like on Valentine's Day?
Gushy, gross, Lifetime, like
yucky love channel stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Well,
that would be what I would guess that people watch.
Well, I was shocked to know that a lot of people like horror movies to get their heart rate up. Something else.
Thank God.
Horror. Horror movies.
Really?
Yeah, gets their heart rate up. I guess it's like an excuse to get up underneath some covers and
I never
hold me
would
tight,
have,
hold me close.
Yeah, I never would have picked that. I wouldn't have picked that at all.
I prefer horror movies.
Weird. Let's try that tomorrow. I'm not too tired.
I'm okay with that. Okay, how about the little heart candies that say...
Like Hershey's Kisses?
No, like the little heart candies that you see with the little message on it.
Oh, yeah, the little hard hearts. Gross.
Yeah.
If you get the sweet tart ones, that's where it's at.
Oh, that's where it is.
But if you get the old one, like the old timey ones, it's like eating chalk.
Yes.
I like the yellow ones were my favorite, though. The white ones were gross. I don't know what they make them out of. So.
I think they were pepperminty.
Yeah, I don't know what it was.
They weren't good.
No.
But a pharmacist from Boston invented a machine to simplify like medical lozenges.
Okay. And, like throat lozenges? Uh-huh, okay. Like,
yeah. And it said he quickly shifted to candy because he made more money, like putting these prints on candy versus medicine.
Yeah, because nobody wants to take medicine.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You remember, like, that's like, what was that box of cough drops you could get? It was in a white box. They tasted Ludens. Like, dude, that was candy.
That was candy.
Yeah.
He probably made this machine for some Ludens.
And I remember my kids, yeah. And I was a kid. And my parents would buy me Hall's cough drops. Yeah. I'm like, man, I want these crap. I'd rather cough to death. I'd rather have tuberculosis. No, thank you.
That's some spicy candy.
It was. It's not good.
But anyways, he figured out that he can make a lot more money in the candy industry, especially around Valentine's Day.
Yeah, for sure.
But you got to think, that was like...
How long ago was that?
Back in the day. I don't even think I have a
I wonder
a
when
date.
Those came out. They're old. Like, they've been around for a long time.
Yeah. But anyways, let me see. The first heart-shaped box of chocolate was introduced in 1861.
Really?
1861.
That's a long time ago.
I know. I don't even know how you would dress in 1861.
I don't either. Little House on the Prairie, maybe? Is that how you do it?
Well, when I was reading this, I was thinking, when you think about a box of chocolate, what do you think about?
Forrest Gump. I mean... What else is more synonymous to a box of chocolate than Forrest Gump?
Neither one has anything to do with anything.
Nothing at all.
All right. Nearly 250 million roses are grown in preparation of Valentine's
That's
Day
a ton
each year.
Of flowers.
It's a ton of flowers, right? Well, guess where they're grown? Ecuador.
Not anywhere that's cold. No. I would take it.
Kenya. Colombia.
Okay.
They rule the world. We just don't know.
I think we're finding out.
But the real reason is because the colder temperatures can't handle.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Yeah.
Common belief in France and in England that birds start mating in the season around February 14th. So that is why they celebrate Valentine's Day.
There's this
the
whole
season of love.
There's this whole other thing too, like Valentine, Saint Valentine was not a good person.
No.
He was really not a good person. We're not going to get into that. We're going to get into some real crappy dates, though. So people that just were terrible to people. So before we do that, let's do this. On today's What the Florida Valentine's Edition, Bradenton, Florida, a quick thinking and punching customer thwarted a robbery attempt in a Florida pharmacy on Valentine's Day. Robert Nemeth. If you leave off the knee, the meth part's probably right. Walked into a Walgreens in Bradenton wearing a hooded sweatshirt and a white towel over his face. He jumped on the pharmacy counter and told the pharmacist, "I got a gun. and I want all your Oxycontin. And so that's what the police stated. That's what he had yelled at this chick working behind the counter. However, David West, no relation, happened to be nearby. He was visiting his girlfriend who worked at the pharmacy. Okay. And little did Mr. Nemeth know that David West is a trained MMA fighter. He started reaching to his pants like he was pulling out a weapon. And I just, my instincts kicked in and I did something to protect my girlfriend. Again, he's a trained fighter. He wrestled him to the ground. They knocked over several merchandise displays. West had ripped Nemeth's sweatshirt off. Nemeth was knocked unconscious by West, who subdued him until the police arrived. Nemeth was taken to the hospital for treatment in Manatee County Jail after that. Nemeth, who did not have a gun, was arrested and charged with armed robbery. Police did not encourage West's behavior, but appreciated him helping him out. Bradenton Police Department Lieutenant James Rackey told WFLA he had some pretty good right crosses on him. And if you've seen this guy's face in this picture, he looked like he had been fighting a blender. He beat the piss out of this guy. You know, way to go. Look, here's a picture of me. We'll try to post that on our social media so you guys can see what this cat looked like. Huh. You see that?
Yeah,
he got spanked. Sure did. So he probably needed some Oxycontin after that beatdown he took. I mean, you got to get it one way or another, I guess, if you're addicted to it. So, but I guess he didn't see that going down the way it went down.
I just want to know why he thought a towel was a good idea.
I don't know.
Can you even see through a towel?
Why would you rob a pharmacy? Would that be a good idea? None of that makes sense. Okay. So what I want to do, we have dug in and found the worst Valentine's Day stories ever. I'm sure that when you listen to this, you make and say, nah, mine was way worse. You can send those to us and we'll use them next year. I love good stories.
We'd love to talk about it.
But the ones that we've got, I think these are pretty good. So, and I'm going to let Brittany, you start us off with number one. Oh, wait, I'm going to do number one. Yeah. I got to set this up. Covered in body glitter and drunk. One ex went to a strip club for our first Valentine's Day together and did not come. He didn't come to her place until 3 a.m. covered in body glitter and he was drunk. And another had gave her cellulite cream and miscellaneous Christmas lotions and lip balm from Avon his mom had gave him. She said the only man who ever gave her a nice Valentine's was her daddy.
So sad.
Could you imagine getting a whole bunch of stuff from Avon?
Or cookies while you're on a diet?
I'm going to eat all them damn cookies.
Yes,
I'm going to make y'all watch me eat the cookies.
Listen, the Avon stuff, I mean, my grandmother used to give me all kinds of samples. You could get it pretty easy.
What if I came in covered in body glitter at 3 a.m. and drunk?
Oh, you'd be dead, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be.
She needs to raise her standards.
It'd be the last Valentine's Day story for Rob. The end.
All right. Number two. He got me cheesecake.
Okay. What's wrong with that?
All right. I was married for 3 years. Hey, we've almost been married for 3 years. The last year we were married, he didn't get me what I wanted. Roses, obviously. Instead, he got me cheesecake.
I wouldn't be mad about it.
I mean, me either, but she said, too bad I was lactose intolerant and also allergic to eggs, soy, and milk. He also knew I was.
I think that he was planning on eating that cheesecake
he
himself.
He bought himself some cheesecake.
You could smell my breath. It's safe.
It's messed up.
Secured in a cobra chokehold. This one's... Last Valentine's Day, I went on a blind date. He took me to this fabulous little sushi spot, and things were going great. And it came up in conversation that he was a black belt in Taekwondo. They don't do chokeholds in there, do they? Not effective ones. The next thing I know, I had been secured in what he referred to as a cobra chokehold in his attempts to teach me more of his moves in the restaurant. Let's just say I won't be going on a blind date. I won't be going on another blind date on Valentine's Day. What would you do if some dude just snatched you up by your neck the first time you ever met him?
I don't know. I could be into weird things.
What if they try to smother you?
Not that weird. That's freak stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I could see how she'd be a little upset about that. And embarrassed and humiliated.
I mean, I guess it would depend. Like, if you're in a comfortable place, that's fine. Like, you're just wrestling around. But if you're out in public, like at dinner.
And you've never even met this person.
Pretty little heels on and you're in the floor. you
got like a sushi roll in your mouth and you're trying to fight this guy.
I can see where that's.
He's like, see, I almost choked you to death. It's like, no, actually, I swallowed that whole piece of sushi and almost died.
Big red flag, girl.
Idiot.
All right. Number four. Box of flowers. I complained to my boyfriend of 10 years that I never get flowers. So next year, I got a box of assorted flowers. He thought it was really funny and was laughing till the next year. So this...
Oh my God, I just read it.
This son of a gun gave her a whole box of assorted different bags of flour.
Like F-L-O-U-R.
Like a flour. To bake with.
What?
What?
See...
That's not nice.
Oh man, I could have did this for you this Valentine's. My high school boyfriend bought me a pair of used ankle boots from a yard sale. He was so proud of himself for adding shoe polish before he gave them to me. So if I gave you some yard sale boots.
Nah, man.
You ain't wearing nobody else's boots.
I ain't wearing other people's boots.
Come on, man. You wouldn't be appreciative of that. Yeah, if I was homeless and didn't have no shoes, maybe. But don't be buying me some yard sale shoes.
Oh, no. I hadn't read this one. It says, warning, this gets graphic.
Yes. That's exactly why I did number one, because I wanted you to read number six.
Yikes.
I jumped ahead.
My college boyfriend gets his buddy to let us use his parents' fancy New York apartment while they're out of town. So we make dinner. Get...
naked.
Unclothed. And start rolling around on the floor. But this friend's parents have a cat. And I'm horribly allergic to cats. So I'm sneezing and my eyes are tearing up. And I'm determined to ignore it. And have the best love of my life. Then.
That's not what it says.
My man. Lady area. My I cannot
lady,
say that.
My lady parts.
Must have been exposed to some kitty hair. Because it starts to swell up. I mean, really.
No.
Swell up. I've never been seen any... Hold on. I've never seen anything like this before or since. Naturally, the V-Day fun stopped there.
You think it was the cat hair or was he creeping?
Oh, my God. Where are my sunglasses?
What do you do? I mean, what do you do after that?
You go to the hospital.
How do you take explain some
Benadryl.
That?
I don't know.
Yeah, you try to do, you try to knock that out with some Benadryl first. Could walk into the emergency room.
He didn't even need to roofie her.
No.
Just roll around for a little while.
My girlfriend's got a Big Mac in her face. Oh, I don't know what's going on.
Disgust.
Okay, it was the worst Valentine's Day ever. A few years ago, I went to a Valentine's Day party thrown by a guy I had been on one very hot, very sexy date with. As his official Valentine's Day date, when I got into the dark and the velvet swathed champagne lounge, he brought me a glass of bubbly and then he left me in the corner while he worked the room. No matter, I had another friend there, right? He came back over to check on me a few times, dipping in for occasional kisses and bringing me more drinks. When he asked me if I was ready for a third drink and if I was free the following night for a second date, I was thrilled. On route to bringing me my second or my third drink, he was cut off by a tall, dark brunette woman with legs up to her chins. He leaned in to kiss her cheek to say hello, and she swooped in and grabbed him around his neck and started sucking his face off. And she said, I was like 2 feet away and his arms was extended out to the side since he was caught by surprise and still holding my drink. I was so shocked that I stood there and watched them make out with my jaw on the floor. I walked past him and took my champagne from his hand as the man continued to kiss this girl that wasn't me. And I drank it all in one gulp. I left and tried to hail a cab, but it was New York City on Valentine's Day and everything was taken. Then a white limo pulled up to a curb and it was empty. And they had just dropped off a couple, and the driver asked me, or told me he would give me a lift for free. And she said, I must have looked so pathetic, so I let him. In the back of his huge white limo that someone else had paid for, I drank someone else's leftover champagne and lounged in yet another space covered in red velvet. It was the worst Valentine's Day ever.
Wow.
So how would you handle that situation?
You know, I probably would have made a scene.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I would have made a scene. I would have been like, who is she?
Would you have drank the leftover champagne in the 100%. limo? 100%. Me too, man. Me too. I'd be like, how many bottles did they pay for? If I open this other one, do they get charged?
How long can we ride around? Yeah. I would have made friends with the limo, man.
Yeah, for
we
real.
Would have split the champagne.
Yeah. And you'd be like, the moon roof would be open and you'd be
trash
hanging out the top. Yeah, drinking. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you're in New York City. I don't think you get Waffle House there.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. Bummer.
Yeah. You can tell I'm Southern.
I know. That's my go-to. Make sure you ain't going to eat no damn crystals. Ooh. Ugh.
All right. Number 8. We're no longer dating. My boyfriend wanted to cook me a romantic dinner. So he went to all the trouble in finding the recipe, shopping, cooking for me at his apartment. He chooses to cook chicken and stuff it with loads of vegetables and cheese.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently, he doesn't know about salmonella.
Oh.
After dinner, he was complaining that he wasn't feeling well, and I asked if he felt okay. He was like, I feel great. I didn't lift a finger to cook. He spent our romantic Valentine's night puking in the bathroom until 4 a.m. and then the whole next day in bed. Wash your hands when cooking chicken.
Oh, have you ever had salmonella poison?
I have never. No, I am a germ freak when it comes to meat.
That was the sickest I'd ever been. I probably told this story before. I just graduated high school and I was working at a gym, and I worked on a Saturday and I had to be there all day. I didn't have anybody to relieve me. So I'd called my dad and I was like, hey, will you go to Taco Bell and grab me some lunch? I can't leave. And so it was a chicken burrito supreme. Okay. And he brought it. I took a bite out of it and the meat was like pink. It was a little pink. And I was like, you know what? And this was a long time ago. I don't know if Taco Bell actually cooked the chicken then, or they got it. Then now they get it in a bag that's already cooked. But I took a bite out of it and it was a little pink looking. And I was like, man, I can't leave. And I'm so hungry. So I ate it. Man, I was sick for like at least 4 days. I ran a fever.
Oh my gosh.
It was coming out of every open hole in my body.
Things like you
I was,
shouldn't share.
No, man, it was so bad.
Actually, can I take back my answer?
Sure.
So I don't really eat chicken anymore. Mm. I used to when I was younger and bit into a raw chicken sandwich and said never again.
Yeah.
And so I'm funny about meat, but I do recall going on a mission trip this one time. And you know, when you go overseas and you are doing work for the Lord, and people that have nothing offer you what they have, you just don't turn it down. You're not that person. So the majority of the trip, I ate granola bars and, you know, brushed my teeth with my bottled water. And
that's what you're told to do.
Yeah, that's what you're told to do. And this family, they're just so sweet and didn't have anything. They made some chicken tacos and the chicken was green. And I told myself that it was avocado chicken. And that's just what I told myself. And I just was not rude. I said, you know, I'm just going to eat it. So I eat like I'm in the army anyway. So I scarfed it down. I think I ate two.
I mean, at that point, you have
to. And I was so hungry, like tired of eating granola bars.
He was eating iguana.
Oh, man. I don't know what, to this day, don't know what I ate, but
they said
I was
chicken.
Sick for 2 days. Oof. In another country, couldn't come home. And I was like, oh, it had to be the chicken.
Yeah.
We're going to say it's chicken.
Yeah.
So that's my story.
Guinea pig.
Maybe can iguana give you salmonella? I don't even know.
I think reptiles is kind of similar to poultry. So, I think it can. Yeah.
Because,
you know, if you play with it, turtles can give you salmonella, like just playing with turtles.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, it might have been. You ate some iguana, cuz. You didn't eat no chicken. they were laughing, like, she thinks she's eating chicken.
Disgusting.
Put some more mango sauce on it, it'll be fine. Ugh. Ooh, man. No.
I still didn't see an avocado anywhere. I don't know what that was.
Golly. Ugh. This one goes back to, I believe this is a little kid at a school. It's kind of sad, sweet. Alone on a swing set. Asked Paul to be my Valentine. He accepted. We would exchange gifts with all the other Valentine's pairs on the playground of Maplewood Elementary School for all of the single elementary school students to see. Ugh, this is terrible. The moment is like having your engagement aired on the jumbo screen at a Lakers game. I got very dressed up for the big unveiling in a pink cardigan and a skirt and plastic-looking heels. Stuffed my backpack beside my lunchbox, and there was a box of chocolates and a card that I made with glitter or block letters. When the bell rang, Amanda from Mrs. Garner's class told me that Paul was holding hands with Mindy. Apparently, Paul was my Valentine. Mindy was his Valentine, and I didn't have a Valentine. The rule I didn't know was that you were not someone's Valentine unless you're asked to be. I also found the only player in third grade. So on that day, I sat along on the swing set and ate my entire box of chocolate. It wasn't a total loss.
No, he still had chocolate.
Yeah, she still had chocolate. Yeah. Oh, my God. You got the good ones. This one's great. Did you used to have boyfriends like that you'd buy Valentine's presents for when you was in elementary school? Or make special cards for?
Listen, I was all about myself. I had those cards that you got your school picture and little pieces. Like, you could put your picture on the card.
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, but no, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I gave everybody a picture.
So everybody had a picture?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And
so why do you have so many stalkers?
I don't know. I mean, when you're a cool girl, that's what happens. But let me tell you what was not so cool.
Found somebody underneath the car waiting on you to get off work?
A little younger. Oh. Let's date it back a little bit further. So I was in the second grade. I still remember my teacher's name, Miss Meeks. And we had little Valentine's Day bags at the front of the class, and everybody put their cards in it. And I put everybody a little card with my picture. And then there was this one boy that I liked. He played football and was a cheerleader. And so I needed to give him something special, right?
Yeah.
Again, just like the story we just heard, if you are not asked to be someone's Valentine, you are not their Valentine. So I just had a crush on him and thought it was a good idea to buy him a little heart full of candy, little chocolates. He was the only one in the class that got something special because holidays were such a big deal to me, I guess. But I didn't put a name on it. I just put it in his little thing, and I went back to my table, to my little desk, and they were all like, well, who gave this boy this? You know, raise your hand. And I'm sitting there. I'm sweating. You know, I got my eyebrows are sweating. I'm like,
the ones that haven't been pulled out yet.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't want him to know, but I do want him to know.
Yeah.
I want him to feel special. So I buried my face in my arms and raised my hand. Needless to say, I was super mortified. Never did that again. I was like, I let all the boys just give me gifts from then on out.
So you found yourself on the swing set eating imaginary chocolates?
No, I think he liked it. You're in second grade. You don't really want boys talking to you.
Yeah.
You just want to like each other from afar. So it was just embarrassing. Just the whole thing.
That's pretty funny.
I'll never forget.
Yeah, that would do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. All right, you got the next one. Number 10. You got the good ones.
Do you want to read number 10?
Sure. Yeah, I'll switch it up. Number 10. Number 10. Whorehouse of a pay-by-hour joint. And it's not what you think, but it's funny. In the first year of our now 10-year-strong marriage, my husband took it upon himself to celebrate our anniversary on Valentine's Day. Not our official wedding date, the day we met in high school. So 12 years prior. Poor as church mice, we didn't have any, I didn't expect the moon, but I was told he had reserved me a room in a New York City hotel with tickets to Broadway and dinner. I dared to dream. Skip to Valentine's Day, we booked into St. George Hotel on or near 42nd Street. I'm not sure this hotel still exists because it may have been blown up the day after I was forced to sleep there. But it was a Fleabag whorehouse, pay by the hour joint, with bars separating the concierge from the junkies in the hallway. There was no hot water. There were signs of vermin, and it smelled like a set from a CSI crime scene. He thought the look on my face was hilarious, but I still love this man. Next stop was Broadway. Nose, like exclamation points. Going to Broadway. Nosebleed seats, by which I mean the vertigo-induced last row in the balcony seats of the, to the Sunshine Boys, starring Tony Randall, where I swear we were the only two people in the audience under 60 years old. I couldn't see the stage because to do so, I mean, you had to lean way over, and I nearly vomited at the sight of the drop. Never mind. Hubby is so proud, and I'm smiling through the spit up in my throat. But wait, there's more. Dinner is served at the Firebird, an ancient old Russian theater district restaurant with the interior of the exact replica of a Fabergé egg. The waiters were meaner than Catholic school nuns, and the food was straight out of a 1950s cookbook. He bought me a rose from a pushy tableside rose seller, looking into my eyes and told me that I was the love of his life, and if asked if I would marry him again, I said yes. I still do every year. I just made all the reservations from then on. That sounds, let me tell you something. That sounds just like something me and you would get into. For sure. Because we're like always going on a whim. Like we just take off and then we get there and we're like, oh, there's dog food in the refrigerator. Oh, look at all the dog hairs all over this furniture.
At least we didn't roll around.
Jesus Christ. On the ground. Somebody's been murdered on this mattress.
Yeah. Could you imagine if we rolled around on that dog hair and ended up in the ER?
Man, I'm just going to leave it there. I ain't going no further.
All right, listen.
I got nothing to say.
I'm going
to
switch it up. I'm going to read. He laughed in my face.
Okay.
In junior high, I bought a box of chocolates to give to a boy I had a crush on, but had never approached. This sounds a lot like third grade for Brittany. I gave him the candy, and he laughed in my face and still took it. Man.
He just...
He said... Baha, thanks. It's messed up.
You don't let him have the damn chocolate after that.
Give me my chocolate back.
Yeah. No, you don't give the chocolate away after that. All right, last one. Sad knot.
I had to give you this one.
Once I met a girl named Allison in our high school temple dance. She laughed at my lack of dance moves during Belle Biv DeVoe's Poison and pulled me close during Boys to Men's End of the Road. Uh-oh. Yeah. We looked into each other's eyes and made out on the dance floor for the entire song. Man. She left me that night after writing her phone number in my hand with a pink magic marker. For the next 2 weeks, we spent hours talking on the phone every night, and she agreed to be my Valentine. On February the 14th, I showed up to her parents with a card, a dozen roses, and, of course, the mixtape. Yeah. When Allison opened the door, she said, "Oh, you're the other guy from the dance. I don't want to go out with you." Then she shut the door, opened it up again, and handed me back my mixtape. She kept my flowers and left me standing alone. Sad night, but I still have the mixtape. Crisscross rocks. People are assholes, man. That's terrible.
Crisscross rocks.
I wonder if every time he hears jump, jump, he just cries.
Hold on. So, like, wait a minute. So there were two boys that she was kissing throughout the whole yes. song?
She's like, "Oh, you're the wrong boy."
Wonder if the other one kissed better.
I don't know.
What in the world?
Golly.
How did he not see this action? Like, a song is what, 2 to 3 minutes?
Yeah, at least.
They were at the same dance together. Yeah.
So bizarre. How many times did they play that song? Do you have a worse Valentine's story?
I told you.
If it includes me, don't. Just don't tell it. I don't know. You hadn't ate these cookies yet. You don't know. You
got to think about it. Dang cookies. I wouldn't even be mad about the cookies, but I've been on a diet, so it don't make sense.
That might not be all you're going to get. So just hang on. Don't make me take this shit back to Walmart.
I'm going to be like, "You're the other boy.
You can listen to the end of the road all by yourself. Make out in the mirror."
I love boys.
Brush your teeth. Oh my
well,
gosh.
She wasn't even following the rules. They say that you should make out for at least 15 minutes a day.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know who they are, but they must have a great marriage. They must. I don't know whoever they are.
I don't know. Lucky bastards. All right. Well, that's going to do it for this this little Valentine's Day episode. I think you and I are working on, we got one that we're fixing to do and put out. It's on old Gypsy Rose.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to get into that one. Gypsy. Yeah, if y'all hate Gypsy Rose's mama's voice on the Lifetime special, y'all probably won't listen to it because I'm gonna talk like her the whole time.
So. Well, I'm gonna talk like Gypsy. Stay tuned.
Oh my God! All right, hey, happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, you too.
All right, and I'm gonna eat whatever cookies you don't want
to
eat.
Let's go listen to Boyz II Men.
Let's go do it. We belong together. Bye.